You're listening to the show about my rigid, turgid game. It's Pork Fried Dice.
I'm Eric, and I'm the Dungeon Master.
I'm Abby, and I play Rafina.
I'm Alex, and I play Bathwack.
I'm KT, and I play Will.
I'm Adam, and I play Roscoe.
Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
I'm very talented at Sacred Flame, and I aim this Sacred Flame so precisely at the one right next to Roscoe because Roscoe is damaged.
And also has been hit multiple times by scarecrows. Hurt, yeah.
Yes.
All right, so dex save. All right, this scarecrow is not very dexterous, and so your...
Because he doesn't have toes.
Right, exactly.
Oh my God. It's true.
And so, yeah, his chest cavity explodes forth with a bright white radiant light.
Yikes.
And he sizzles to cinders and sits softly onto the side of
soil.
The inn here. So, yeah, that one's gone.
Yay.
Okay. So that's your action. Are you...
That's my action.
Staying put, or are you...
I am going to... let's see. This is hard. I really want to move somewhere, but maybe I don't. I'm going to... Okay, well, I'm going to stay put, but I'm going to yell, Bathwack, what did you say?
I can always hear Rafina, right?
You do get advantage on perception.
I can always hear Rafina. That should be what our group... That's our group's motto. We can always hear Rafina.
Wait. How about this? You have to make a perception roll to not hear, but you have disadvantage.
Yeah, that's fair. I think that's absolutely fair.
All right, here we go. Did I not hear?
Nope, you failed. It's a DC 15 at least, so yeah, you hear Rafina.
Awesome.
All right, but she's like shouting up through the ceiling.
Well, out the door.
Well, no, I'm at the door.
Out the door. Okay.
So you can try again to shout.
Behind the inn.
And you can give me a performance roll to see how well you shout.
All right. There's something huge approaching us.
All right, so that was a 9. You need to roll me a perception, and everybody else can too.
Oh, jeez.
Because he's not just yelling specifically to Rafina.
Perception. Roscoe got a 12, Will got a 13.
With a 9 performance.
Did mine roll? Oops.
No, yours did not.
Come on, roll already. Boop. I'm hitting it. There we go.
20 total.
Yay.
So yeah, Rafina is able to hear what Bathwack just said.
Oh, crap. All right, so since I did hear that, maybe I will. Let's see. Bloop. If I were to run through the inn, would I be able to see windows on the other side?
The back of the inn does not have any windows. You think there are more rooms behind the
Okay, that's what that bar. Is. Okay. All right.
Oh, yeah. Technically, you don't know that info. The bar you
well,
know.
She's been we've been in there for a couple hours. Like, I feel like she would at least be able to perceive whether running across the room would help her.
Sure.
Look I just, out the, yeah. So I'm not going to actually do it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm going to... can I keep yelling?
Sure. That's a free action for Rafina.
Just yells the whole time.
And Will.
All right. I'm going to step outside the door, just one little step, and I'm going to yell so that hopefully everyone else can hear. I actually forget exactly how Bathwack said it. Did he say there was a giant thing, or did he say there was a fire?
Something huge is approaching the inn.
All right. Something huge is coming.
All right.
Okay.
Hark. I'll say
yeah,
hark.
You guys are close enough to be able to hear Rafina without having to make a check at this point.
Okay, we so we hear it. Okay, cool. Great. Great!
Are you going to just stand there, or are you going to head towards the back, Serafina?
I don't want to get too close to these scarecrows. I feel like, does it count as passing them if I sort of follow the perimeter of the building?
You would take an opportunity attack from one of them.
That's what I don't want. I'm going to stick where I am, and sort of, because I can see my peoples. I can see more of my peoples this way.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Cool. All right. You hear some grunts and from in the darkness.
Oh, no.
But you think Mo's okay. It doesn't sound bad.
Okay.
Will, you're floating in the air. Bathwack flew off towards the back. You eventually heard Rafina shout that thing.
They're all screaming at each other, and then I eventually hear that something huge is coming. Yep. Right.
And Roscoe down below has got some scarecrows in his grill, as the kids say.
Right. So what I think I'm immediately going to do is twin cast Eldritch Blast.
That's six blasts.
Yes.
It's like a special Capri Sun. Capri Sun, six blasts.
Okay.
That's six blasts.
Radical.
Sorry, okay. I'm just vamping for you.
Yes. Eldritch Blast. Where the hell is it? Here we go. Where is it? Oh, there it is. 1, 24.
Who are you
I'm sorry.
Hitting with each of these?
Around. So I was at first having trouble finding Rafina, but now that she went, I finally know where the heck she is. So it's basically, none of these guys can hit me, but they're all hitting Roscoe. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, whatever is closest to Roscoe.
All right. So the, okay. Got it.
Because that's who I can see. I assume so it's dark out here and he's right basically below
dead,
me.
Hit, dead.
Yeah?
Four more.
Okay. Go back to that.
Hit, dead. Hit, dead. Hit, dead.
My gosh, these are great.
Uh-oh. Miss, not dead.
Damn. Was that enough? Was that six?
That was six.
Okay, good.
Right, so yeah,
get
Roscoe,
the hell out of here, scarecrows.
The scarecrows in front of you. Pew, 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 pew. Some nice. Sniper took him out.
Oof. It's amazing.
Now the closest one is.
There is so much about 10 crazy feet away. Swirly glitter in the air right now.
Whoa, what the hell?
What the hell was that?
Rafina just rolled like 40
What are
rolls.
You performing?
Oh, crap.
Perception, persuasion, performance.
Oh, that's your phone, isn't it?
That's hilarious.
That's the phone.
That's amazing. What the fuck? Look at all these wisdom, perception. Oh my God, it goes on forever. That's so funny.
Does it really? Oh no.
It's like, you know, it's not that 13 bad. Of them. It's hilarious.
Abby, you got a natural one on your persuasion, whatever that was for.
I was trying to persuade my phone to work.
It didn't work.
No.
Amazing.
All right. It's your turn still, right?
I didn't move. I shout down to Roscoe asking if he's okay before I move somewhere.
Let me hear it. What does it sound like?
Hey, Mustard Stain! You doing okay? You look like you just got killed! He's dead, everyone!
I'm good. I'm hanging in there. It could be a lot worse.
Oh, God, there's an old man fighting on our team. There's an old man! Old man, guys! Oh, wait, he's a baby in reverse. I fly over the inn. No, I'm just kidding. I'm going to start flying. So, like, thinking, judging, there are six, God damn it, there are six scarecrows. But Roscoe, I destroyed them so easily. And Roscoe, I think, just got unlucky last time. But maybe, no, they're all within, man, I might have to save Roscoe, I'm worried about, because he can't.
So, in the initiative order, Roscoe gets to go before the scarecrows right now.
Okay.
So you would know
that I've given him a break.
Exactly.
So that if he makes the right choice, he'll be alive. If he makes the wrong choice, it's not my fucking fault. Okay, Roscoe? And then I fly away.
Wait, what's the right choice?
So, 1, 2.
Will is just wants to make sure that you don't get re-swarmed by Scarecroy.
Like, Can you explain something? Yeah, Roscoe, I'm just, it's a joke. It's an Will making himself feel better. Will, it's not his fault if you morals. Die. At this point, I just killed 6 scarecrows. If you can't survive the next 6, what am I going to do with you?
Business ethics.
So, oh, shit. All right. So I have a question.
Yeah.
Is this building, because Bathwack flew up here, and I'm not good at remembering, how tall is the building? Is it a single story, or is it
You don't have to
stories?
Worry about, going up high enough to get over it.
Really?
Just the slope at which you would go, it's fine. It's not a big
building. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I fly up next to Bathwack.
Great.
There you go. I'm next to you.
Hey.
What is happening? I see a giant scarecrow.
Yeah, you do. Dramatically lit to its left by this blazing barn.
Bathwack, why'd you do this? It's your fault. Your name was on the letter.
You should just let me be the kingmaker. Oh, I'm just kidding.
Fuck, Bathwack. Don't be saying that. I'm sure Xantris would love to make a deal with you right now in these desperate times. Don't say stuff like that. But if he does come to you, just let me talk to him. All right. Bye.
But you're still
there. I'm still there. I'm about to fly away.
There you go.
But Bathwack moves before I get to move. It's great. Stupid D&D.
All right. Roscoe, you have been given some breathing room by your best bud, Will, who just flew up over your head over the roof. Rafina has yelled at you that there's something big coming. There's this bright light coming from behind the inn, and you see some scarecrows around in sort of 2 distinct clumps to your left and right. Moe's off in the darkness somewhere. What are you doing?
Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. Well, I've been looking at my character sheet, Eric.
Great.
What?
That's a good practice. Players, listen. Take heed from
Our child just appeared behind us. Hello, baby.
So, just full disclosure to you, Eric, I noticed on my
character sheet.
In my bio section where I had been kind of tracking some things.
Let me see.
I noticed that I had left some blank lines where I guess I had planned on eventually selecting things. And then I just never did. So
okay,
I'm looking at kind of close
There's no
to
time
the
like the present.
Spell right. to kill
and
scarecrows.
Strictly speaking, obviously none of this is particularly kosher by D&D standards, but
yes, it is, because I say this, it's okay.
There we
Yay!
Go.
Yay!
Well, I think there's no time like the present during a rainstorm for
mud wrestling.
For Roscoe to cast Thunder Wave.
Ooh.
It feels appropriate. That one was a blank line.
Okay.
And so I just selected.
Cool.
That's from that list.
Okay.
From that tradition. And
got it.
I think it works. And so, because I've been here, been like, God, I wish Roscoe had any kind of AOE spell. And so now I think this is a good time for him to do that. And also, interesting to note that for this spell, it doesn't matter, it looks like, but I'll just throw this out there as a weird piece of trivia that Roscoe's spell casting ability for this spell is charisma. So I will change that, and I'm using an action to cast Thunder Wave. I'll put that in chat.
Thunder Wave. Thunder Wave.
Wow.
And I'll roll it at level one.
Is it a save? Oh, let's see. Yep. Constitution saving throw in a 15-foot cube originating from you.
And I would like to... I would have moved first. I would have moved to, like, here, right to the edge of the house.
Okay.
And I'm trying to hit all of these guys. Yeah, they're all within range of it. So all nice. Is it...
So it's a 15-foot cube. So you get to make a cube that touches you somewhere. So the most you could hit from where you are would be 3.
Because it's 5 by 5 by 5?
Yeah, 15-foot cube. So 15 on a side. If you were like here or here, you could hit 4. Actually, if you were here, you could hit 5. You could hit all but 1.
Right? Yeah.
Or here.
I'm just going for these 3.
Cool. Okay.
You see right. those?
Yep. So DC 14. So they have to save. Make a con save. Fail. 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 3, 4, 5. They each take 12 thunder damage.
Nice.
Did you? And it's are pushed. 2d8 thunder damage.
It rolled it. It rolls it as part of the spell. 6 plus 6. Okay. You got 2 6s. So 12 thunder damage. And then they're pushed 10 feet away. They do basically... They get pushed away and that the straw within them bursts away outwards in a fan of loose strawness.
So Roscoe had kind of looked up to respond to Will when Will asked, like, how you doing down there? And he looked up and was, you know, peering through the rain hitting his eyes when he said, like, could be a lot worse. And then he... I'm just, like, noting some, like, inconsistencies in Roscoe's character. Because there's certainly... Whatever. It doesn't matter. It doesn't fucking matter.
Doesn't matter. Okay, cool. Doesn't fucking matter. I want to hear it anyway. I like
it's hearing so all of it. So. Well, okay. Let's just say that, like, you know, I guess I'm realizing that everybody already knew this, that Roscoe's his attitude towards magic that he has articulated since you met him, mm-hmm. and early on in the time that you met him. There was maybe some prevaricating going on there. Like, there are certainly aspects of his magical expression that are a surprise to him. But there are a few things that are not, that he's been consciously... And this is one of them. Mm. And so he's peering up and he's remembering this last spell that he was kind of working on the road. And yeah, he's like looking up into the stormy, rainy night, and he extends his arm out and channels the energy of the storm through his body and into the ground.
And that's the thunder wave?
And that's the thunder wave.
That's no, really that's something cool. else. Well, I didn't know because it was after you said yes. So no, I didn't know what was happening. Because you were so like worried about describing it, I missed like what it was really. Yeah. Like, what is he describing? Is this what he does next? But no,
it's a new show on Apple TV. What you had done.
No, you suck.
All right. So
okay.
He moved like 5 feet. And then he took care of them with his action.
Yep.
I have a lot of movement.
Oh, you can take a bonus action to dash, can't you?
Well, no.
No, okay.
But I can take a bonus action to cast a particular spell that I'm thinking about
okay.
using. But I think first, it's kind of dark out here.
Yes.
So I think he needs to run around the back here because he heard Rafina.
Cool.
Which is about another like 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. That uses up all but 5 of his movement. And now is it because of the fire back here of the, on the stable, like is it, are most of the stuff like pretty visible?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, so you can see like there's this large scarecrow creature looming, illuminated by the fire of the barn. There's a few straggling, small, normal scarecrows that don't even seem like worth looking at in between you and it, and there's some others behind it.
Hmm. Okay. So he's going to move another 5 feet here. And, all right, just so I can take advantage of my full action economy here, I am going to use my bonus action to cast Misty Step.
Oh. That's the new name of the Sierra Mist, right? That they rebranded to?
Misty Step.
And this he doesn't go back to his dexterity. Spellcasting ability. What a fucked up character. Mm. Noted. and he's going to Misty Step again, like without even really realizing it. He's in battle mode, right? Tree Bane took those guys down. Thunder Wave.
Yeah, you're still holding that axe.
Mm-hmm. He's angry, and he's Misty Stepping himself into basically like onto the giant scarecrow's left arm, like hanging onto the arm. Oh, that's what's God. Within range of the Misty Step spell.
Cool. Okay.
Whoa.
That's awesome.
That's really awesome.
And it's just pure reflex. Which, spoiler, which is why it's the dex mod. Okay. It's weird. It's weird stuff.
Wow.
It's a reflexive weird. Reflexive magic that he's not fully conscious of. And so there we go. And so he finds himself transported there and he's like, ah, shit. What the fuck?
Awesome.
And he's hanging on to the sleeve of this giant scarecrow. And that's Roscoe's turn.
That's a good turn. That's a good turn. All right, Bathwack. You went from worrying no one would ever know where you were and you would just be lost in the darkness forever to Will right next to you, Rafina marshaling the troops down below, and then... Roscoe essentially teleporting from the front of the inn to the back of the inn on the scarecrow, hanging there in this intense firelight, clutching a giant axe. What are you doing?
Well, I really didn't expect Roscoe to be there.
Yeah, I didn't either.
Just like glitches
I'm
into
replanning what I'm doing too.
You know...
There's a bundle of TNT he had put there.
Well, yes. I sorry about that, guys.
No, it's okay. Of course. Yeah.
No, it's good. It's
friendly good. Fire in D&D, right?
No, none of it's friendly.
All right, let's. All right, so first, I'm going to heal a bit.
It is. He is like dangling. Like he's holding onto the sleeve, so he's. Off to like the, as much of like the periphery of the of this creature, this object, as he can be, for what it's worth.
All right. So I'm gonna fly. I can still take bonus actions if I. Oh no, I just used an action. Never mind. So 1, 2. I can go 30 feet. Yeah, I healed.
Oh. Okay.
20, 30. I'm gonna go here. Still up in the air. Mm-hmm. I want to aim to be about head height with the scarecrow.
Okay, it's like 15 foot up.
Yeah. High enough up that I still want to be out of reach of these.
Oh, yeah. It's like 15, 20 feet. Yeah, you're fine.
Yeah. So then 10, 20, good. So the giant scarecrow is in range.
Sin's like down below you on the ground.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to cast Compelled Duel on the Scarecrow.
Okay.
Amazing.
Whoa.
You're going to have to tell us what that looks like or sounds
like. Oh my God. Yeah.
I really want it to be Compelled Duo, and you both have to like play. You have to do a duet.
I don't think I have to say, I mean, other than casting the spell, I don't have to say anything to the Scarecrow.
Okay.
It just feels drawn to me. But only if it fails on a wisdom saving throw. It's a DC 16 wisdom save.
Okay.
Then I've got to stay within 30 feet of it.
Do you consider it your ally?
No.
Okay.
Good to know. Thanks for checking, though.
Good to check.
What?
You have to do a wisdom saving throw.
Yeah. So, but he would get a bonus.
I want to see if I would save against it. I rolled a 20.
Yeah, you would.
Did I say? Okay, good.
It was DC 16.
Just saying. Yeah. That's just a really scary spell to know that you have.
Keep practicing, Will. Every time Bathwick casts Compelled Duel, Will asks himself, would I be compelled?
No, I think another shock of his hair goes gray.
Probably. Probably.
All right. Yeah, this thing is compelled. Bathwack. So what does that mean?
I have nothing else to do this turn, but yeah, exactly. Exactly. So listeners, he just rotated this giant scary scarecrow so that he's looking right at Bathwack.
So cool.
And then, no, I'm done, but all I'm going to say is I'm going to draw him away from the inn. I'm going to draw him off.
Okay.
That means, does that mechanically mean that he can't attack anybody other than you?
I don't know if you would know this, so I'm not sure if I can tell you.
Oh, I'm just curious.
Should I tell everybody?
You can say it out loud. They won't play around it.
Yeah, I'm not going to meta.
Yeah, so I have to stay within 30 feet.
Okay.
The creature is drawn to me. It has disadvantage on attack rolls against creatures other than me.
Okay. Oh, okay.
It has to make a wisdom saving throw every time it attempts to move to a space that's more than 30 feet away from me.
Okay. So it has to stay... At the minimum, it has to basically stay near you and is worse at hitting other things. So it's greatly incentivized to hit you.
But then this is the part I'm not sure that the other characters would know. So if I attack anyone else, then the spell ends. Mm-hmm. And
so they lock eyes across.
But
the
if a
dance
creature
floor.
Friendly to me damages the target or casts a harmful spell on it, the spell ends.
Yep. We definitely don't know that.
Yeah. So I guess Bathwick would know this. So yeah. I mean, I could shout out. Okay. I could shout out. Don't attack. Let it follow me.
You could, but do you?
I do. Now I've done it. Now you can
do we hear
or
it?
Not.
Do we hear it?
I know. Well, that's the question.
I've
rolled perception for everybody, by the way.
Oh yes, you have. We'll go through and look. Sin definitely hears. Yeah, the rest of you probably need to make a perception check.
Man, can I argue that I'm really pretty focused on Bathrack? Bathrack? It's somebody else. I'm focused on.
Yes, you can argue that.
Because I was just... Can I roll with advantage?
Just roll your roll.
What's it called? Perception? Yeah. Okay, here we go. Boop.
Why are our perception rolls 14. So crappy tonight?
All right, so none of you hear him, but Will, since you're focused on him, you can tell he's trying to yell something to you. So okay. You could potentially message him.
Okay.
To find out what it is.
But that would take my action, though.
Message?
It's a cantrip.
It's a cantrip.
I thought it was a bonus action.
I don't get bonus actions, I don't think. It's one action.
Ugh. Yeah, that's dumb.
It is dumb. Okay. Anyway, I see that he's talking, so I'm watching him. I'm just intently, I'll just say that that's what I'm intently doing is watching Bathwack because now he's being all kingly. I told him to be a king.
All right.
He looks like he's doing something kingly.
Then, yeah, you could
and
have
that thing
gotten...
just rotated and looked at him.
advantage on your perception roll, so you can roll it again if you
Hell yeah. Okay.
Oh, wait, but you also always have plus one because you're 15. Stone?
Yes.
So that's a 15. You succeeded. Sorry. That was the DC.
No, that's my bad because doing it anyway. I rolled an 18. Yep, all right. Great. So I was focused. You hear him. I got really focused.
Uh-huh.
And so what did he say at the end? I don't remember already.
Don't hit it. Let it follow me, I think.
Yeah, don't attack it. Let it follow me.
Don't attack it. Let it follow me. Okay.
Do we need a bathroom break? I just realized what time it is.
Yeah.
That's probably a good idea.
I think so.
Okay. And then it's the Scarecrows' turn.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Scarecrows.
So, let's take care of the little ones first. So we got these down here by Rafina. And Mo comes running in out of the darkness. Roscoe the dog is there. So we got these here. So basically
Oscar.
Well, I mean, it is Roscoe though.
No.
Okay.
No. I don't know what's happening.
I don't know what we're yelling about.
I know that it's Oscar, but I also don't understand I guess it's probably, I don't know. I don't know how to navigate this situation.
All right. all right. So, Rafina, you're going to get 3 attempted claw attacks on you by these Scarecrow all around you.
No.
So let's see. We've got an 11 to hit, 7 to hit, 12 to hit, 9 to hit, 18 to hit.
Yep.
11 to hit. So you take 6 slashing damage from one of those attacks.
So I take away my temporary hit point first, right?
Yep. All right. Bathwack, you're going to get 6 attacks on you. That's a 12, 20, 8.
Wait, how?
Yeah, what? Can they reach me?
Oh, fuck. You're up in the air. No. Thank you.
You're welcome.
He's like George Clooney.
Wow.
He's up in the air.
Anna Kendrick. Right?
What?
Anna Kendrick?
Yeah, she's
that
too.
I think Eric really liked that movie. Like every time.
It was great.
But I don't remember it. I don't really remember
Me neither. Sin takes a bunch of attacks from these Scarecrow.
Okay.
And then the large Scarecrow takes 2 lumbering steps towards you, Bathwack. And he rears back and belches forth an enormous fireball from his mouth.
Whoa.
That comes Jiminy crashing Christmas. Down on you and the surrounding Scarecrow. So I need you to make a dex saving throw.
Oh.
And it's a 15 really to save.
So good at that. Oh.
No, that is an 8.
Not happening.
Do you get your own bonus from that thing, the aura?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Is it? It's not 7, though, is it?
It's 5.
It used to be 7.
Yeah.
And you got uglier.
So not quite.
So you take 26 fire damage this gout of flame explodes up around you, and these 3 Scarecrows surrounding you also explode into flame. Or, they're below you, but the thing is big enough that it would have hit them too.
Okay. But the fireball missed the inn?
Yes, it did. It was kind of centered on your area.
Whew. All right.
And then Sin shouts out his beloved horse's name again and just charges through this mass of Scarecrows. So he's going to take a bunch of attacks, including a swipe from the Scarecrow. But Roscoe, you're hanging onto his arm still, so he's at disadvantage on this.
Nice.
So yeah, it looks like you pull him down and he misses Sin. The other ones, none of them hit. So he actually kind of skips through them and charges off to the inn, or the stable, And he throws open the doors and disappears within.
He goes into the flaming building.
Yes.
Okie doke.
Rafina, unfortunately, you don't see this. You are surrounded by Scarecrow.
I sure am.
And Mo is there opposite the crowd from you, doing his bestest to help you out. What are you doing? Do you still have the lightning cloud above you?
I was going to ask you that. If that, like, when does it actually end? It says 10 minutes, but if I, like, did my cantrip or whatever, does that end the spell?
The only thing it would be is if you cast another spell that takes concentration, which Sacred Flame didn't.
No, then I'm good.
Yeah.
Because I think I used, yeah. Well, I would love to use, that was one of my plans.
Yeah. So yeah, you can still use that.
The trouble is that Roscoe is hanging on to the scarecrow.
Well, you can't even see him. That's You're true. Surrounded right. right now by...
Yeah, all right. And, well, that's a good point. Scarecrow so I do chase. Need to deal with the here and now. So I'm going to harness the power of the storm with a lightning bolt from my calling lightning.
Hello, this is Lightning. How may I help you?
I'm going to cast it.
I almost resisted.
I'm glad you didn't.
Thanks.
I'm going to cast it at level 4.
Okay.
Each creature must make a dex, DC 16.
All right.
And does this, I don't think this knows it, but the spell's damage increases by 1d10 since it's,
at a higher level.
Since I'm using the existing storm.
Got it. Oh, okay, cool. All right, so yeah, they all fail. All five
neener,
of them
neener, neener.
That you could hit without hitting you or Mo. So yeah, you get to roll 3d10 lightning damage.
3d10.
Oh, it's 4d10 because it's the existing storm.
Yeah, yep. All right.
Oh, and it's 5d10 because you cast it at a fourth level.
Yes.
There we go. So a total of 19. So yeah, this bolt of lightning comes crashing down into the center of this one standing here, evaporating it, and the bolt forks and flickers out to each of the four sort of surrounding and just lights them immediately on fire.
Nice.
And the pressure is much lessened.
Oh, good job, Rafina!
High five!
Not yet!
He jumps onto the back of the scarecrow that's facing you, Rafina, and starts stabbing it in the chest.
Nice.
It collapses, and with another stab, he reaches out to try to stab the one next to the inn. And yeah, that one's dead too.
Wow.
So there's just these three over here?
Yep.
I'm going to move toward the... I'm going to head around the corner.
Boop. Okay, and Mo's going to follow. All right. Will...
Okay, I'm going to fly across the top of this house. Well, the first thing I'm going to do is ask, because I already couldn't remember. Did Will hear this? I know I argued and shit, but now I can't remember. Did I hear that he said,
yes,
don't attack it,
you
let
did,
it follow me?
You did,
because
you got
me.
Advantage.
Okay, or I at least heard, let it follow me. So I am going to message Roscoe to not attack it, because Bathwack's trying to get it away from the inn. So that's what I do.
Okay.
And then I move towards them, but I don't want to attack. I mean, that's what I can do. That's a cantrip.
That's an action. Yes.
Yeah. 3, 4, 5, 6. I guess, but like up higher than that. Like, I don't want to be at the scarecrow's head.
You don't want to be within reach of the scarecrow.
No, I'm trying to fly closer to the situation because I need to be able to see what's going on over here. I see Roscoe. I see Bathwick. I see Mo. Uh-huh. I think from this vantage point, I don't know if I saw Sin run into the barn like an idiot, but he was already an idiot because I still have an arrow sticking out of my shoulder, I think, maybe. he's just trying to get advantage point and tell Roscoe what Bathwack is doing.
All right. And Roscoe, you can reply if you want. It's also your turn, so you can lump that right in. You're swinging there on the arm of the scarecrow, who seems to be paying you no mind.
Mm-hmm. I guess he'd respond, Roger dat. And he might try to climb up to the, like, hang on to the back of the scarecrow's head. I don't know if you'll ask me to do any kind of, like, athletic check or something for that.
Yeah, probably since he's moving, it would be necessary. I would accept athletics or acrobatics.
Yeah, I'll do acrobatics. Oh, let's see how this goes.
An 11.
11.
Yeah, it's not, this thing isn't moving that fast. I'll take an 11.
So he just climbs up a bit, and I would like to hold my action. Can you hold a bonus action?
Sure.
Can you hold both?
No, probably not.
I've never thought about it.
I don't know. I don't really care. If you want to hold both, that's fine.
Or is it like holding your turn? Or
it's fine. If you just want to delay the rest of your turn until something happens, that's fine.
Yeah, I think I'd like to do that. I don't think there's really anything I want to do right now anyway. So, holding turn.
Okay, cool. Bathwack. Mo's right behind you, so is Rafina. You got hit by a few scarecrows who have since perished. Scarecrow's a little bit closer, and Roscoe's scurried up onto its back. What are you doing? Yeah.
I cast Shield of Faith as a bonus action. And then I want to move around. Let's see, 10, 20. Yeah, I want to move around behind it. Near its right shoulder.
Okay.
I want it to turn because it can clearly hit me at like almost 30 feet away.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to be able to just hang out and have it follow me.
Right.
So I'm going to try to get it to turn.
Okay.
And then I'm going to hit it with the flail.
Nice.
I mean, I'm pretty close to its arm, so I'm kind of exposed, but I want to get where I can hit its shoulder, but not hit Roscoe.
Its shoulder's pretty high up.
Roscoe's on the back of its head, though.
Yeah, but he like teleported onto him.
But he climbed. That was what that's Adam was asking, if he could climb and then hold his action. That was
well.
What...
Wait. Isn't your point that how high is Bathwick? Is Bathwick on the ground now?
No, he's flying.
Okay, I keep forgetting that. I'm so sorry, guys.
Yeah, so Bathwick's flying,
you're
so
fine.
He can reach.
Never mind. Yes. Shoulder. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm flying up above its head, like picture that it could still look up at me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I want to use the flail to hit its shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm trying to. Now it's between me and the inn, so that.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to hopefully turn away.
Yes, that makes end. I just forgot the elevation thing. That's fine. Okay.
Yeah, okay. But I need to be careful. I don't want to hit Roscoe.
Sure.
Like, I was originally going to hit it in the head, but Roscoe's right there.
So
I keep getting in the way of you.
Yeah. I love it.
How does it feel, Bathwack? How does it feel?
Like, this thing is massive. Like, you can see, like, yeah, you're both right next to it, but if you look at the squares you're in, you're, like, 10 feet apart.
Yeah.
So you're fine.
Okay, good. Yeah, good. Okay, so then, all I've got left to do is attack it.
Mm-hmm.
So there's one attack.
That is a hit.
All right, so, I mean, should I just do both attacks at once? Or, well, let's resolve this one. So that's 11 bludgeoning damage. It's an automatic extra 1d8 radiant damage.
Nice.
And then I'm going to expand. That was a name,
listeners.
I mean, since I hit it, I'm gonna expend one of the. I'm gonna do divine smite. I can do divine smite with my new weapon. Yeah.
Yep. The flail of the holy warrior.
Yeah. So it's an extra. This much radiant damage.
Nice.
Jeez.
And that's it. So now I can do the second attack.
Yay!
All right.
Can Will knock on the window of the little girl so they can look at? I'm just kidding. I just want them to look. So like, look at what's holy shit. He is terrifying.
I'm trying to. I'm really. My goal is like I can't hit it in the head. I don't know. I have no idea what this thing is, but it can't attack if it doesn't have an arm. So I'm trying to just like rip its arm off.
That's fair.
Anyway, so yeah, that's. Plus this extra radiant damage. I think I won't use another spell slot on it.
Okay. Yeah, that's definitely a hit, so that's a total of 20 damage. Alright. So that was, for the record, everyone, that was
31.
30? Yeah, so that was a total of 51 damage.
What?
Oh my lord.
That's terrifying.
Wow.
This divine smite is really messed up.
Wow.
But I mean, I can't do it indefinitely, right? It's like only a few times.
Only enough times to kill any of us.
Hopefully enough times to kill everything. I'm also nearly dead, but that's okay.
Aren't we all?
Yeah. Okay.
I'm good. I have an arrow sticking out of me, though. So
that's because you have all my hit points.
That's right.
I know.
Scarecrows are coming. They're swarming up around. So yeah, in terms of who's in reach, Mo's just going to take 6 attacks. From the scarecrows. Miss.
Aye.
Miss. 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 Hit. Hit. Okay. He's still standing, though. He's up for a fight.
Ow!
And, yeah, the big scarecrow daddy is going to turn just like you wanted. And he's going to swipe at you with his 2 arms, which are both still intact at this point.
Here's where you find out I'm totally screwed.
Oh, no.
So let's see here. So we've got 2 attacks. One is a 21 to hit.
Well, that's a hit no matter what. Yep.
And then a 19.
I have to check to see if the 19 is a hit.
You cast Shield of Faith. I don't remember what that does.
It's +2 on the armor class, but okay. I don't have the
two weapon or
parrying
long
sword.
Mm-hmm.
So I have my shield. Yeah. Okay. So my armor class is 20 right now.
Okay. So then that one does not hit. So 1 hit and 1 non-hit. This is like has the same sort of clawed hands that the little ones do, but massive, and it just clubs you on the side, and it's almost more bludgeoning damage than anything else. You take 18 damage.
Oh, Bathwax knocked right out of the sky, and crumples into the ground.
Oh no! Oh my god! Oh,
who can see this?
Oh no.
You can, Mo can, Will can, Roscoe can, Sin can.
The compelled duel is over.
Oh, yeah.
No. Duel ended.
Oh no.
Now, I'm curious if like how you would rule on this. Or, like, I mean, I'm not going to try, but I'm assuming that Roscoe
you're hanging on.
Roscoe,
I said this before, didn't I? Something was a disadvantage, wasn't it?
Yeah, you said disadvantage because he was hanging on to one arm.
Okay. So then that was the first one. So hold off on that 18. So then the second one here.
But did he not climb up onto the head?
Yes, but he's like...
Okay. I just want to make sure it's consistent. I'm happy, but so, I just want to make sure.
And so then this one is either 21 or 19. So that also misses.
Wait, so he's not dead?
He hasn't hit you.
You're all still right. In the sky!
Oh, yay.
So yeah, okay. you...
Oh, phew.
As... This the first swing comes over and misses you, and you feel the wind of it almost buffet you back a little bit, and you can almost picture the other one just coming in and just smashing you to the ground. It's like something like
it's almost
time
like it
freezes,
happened.
Right? Exactly. It's like it happens, and then it's like in a movie where it cuts back and it didn't actually happen.
Yeah.
It's like fingers, like almost. Split around you. That's how close it is. As you can see Roscoe sort of clutching onto its head, that seems to be tilted back at a weird sort of angle, the head of the giant scarecrow.
Thank you, Roscoe.
So at this point, the Bathwax life has flashed before your eyes. you hear another sad, pitiful... from the barn, and
what's happening with Sin?
Sin's shouting something incomprehensible. The scarecrow's gaze has been turned from the inn. The crowd has been reduced to a mere group of scarecrows, but there is still this very large one to contend with. So we're gonna have to find out what happens to all those guys and you next time on Pork Fried Dice.
Oh.
Bah, bah, bah. Oh, look at Ziggy.
Oh my
gosh. That cat is so happy. We did it. We battled.
We did battle.
And we're still battling.
We are still battling.
Yeah. Man, that scarecrow is tough. Like, I really was hoping that we'd just kill it. You know, and I've like put on just barely enough shield to maybe be okay, but
yeah. Well, you probably hopefully took out a huge chunk for and helped the rest of us hopefully take it down if it does knock you out of the sky next time. On
we're
Fortnite
all gonna
Dice.
Be dead though for sure. It's gonna kill us.
If you zoom out, I've revealed the whole map. You can see the reserve of scarecrows that I was copying and pasting from in the top left corner.
Whoa!
Oh, fun. Copy paste.
They're all still there, right? Out back in the woods.
Yeah, they're just chilling. They're having a kegger. It's fine.
Wow, scarecrow kegger.
But this is the map that I mostly generated via AI.
You used ChatGPT to make the map?
It wasn't chat, but it was a Dolly.
Oh, that's cool.
I the middle is like a clip art I found, or not a clip art, but an image I found online, like this kind of center where you can see it's kind of uniform. But it wasn't big enough for what I wanted, so I used AI to extend the image.
Wow.
Wow.
It's not
that's
perfect.
Wild.
It's not, it should be all grass, but whatever.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That was pretty neat.
Wow.
Yep.
Cool.
Hey, look. Wait, what does it say in the moment? That's... Oh, yeah. Bear Toggle Shunser.
Yeah.
Yay.
Trent. The Quiet Crossings.
I hope we can save it. I hope that it does not get set on fire. But already their barn is on fire. And this place is fucked anyway. This lady should just leave.
Let's just go.
I gave her a bunch of money. She should just run away and abandon this building.
This is the only building for
I know
miles and miles and miles.
Oh my god. Oh jeez, we're all gonna be sleeping outside. No.
Hey everyone. If you like what you hear, please consider leaving us a kind review wherever that sort of thing happens. Also, support us by sending us a tip on Ko-fi. You can find all of our social media links at porkfrieddice.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.